Well, we talked, the staff talked with the company on a regular...
Sir, I really want you to stop throwing everybody else under the bus. I hear you throwing all your staff under the bus. I want to know, you're in charge, you've handled loans of this size, and now you're saying it's everybody else's fault but you, except you're in charge. You tell me what you, as a person in charge, did with $500 million of taxpayers' money, now saying it's all my staff's fault, I didn't know, I can't do anything about it. You tell me what you're going to tell the taxpayers. Well, we're in the hole for so much money in this country, and you're dealing with this in a very casual, cavalier way. Whose fault is it?
Well, sir, first let me say that the 200-odd professionals working in the loan guarantee program are exceptional professionals.
And you throw them all under the bus. It's a pretty bumpy ride. But you're the driver, Mr. Silver. You're the driver. And now you're saying this is restructured. And going back to the slide that says the obligation shall be subject to the condition that the obligation is not subordinate to other financing, and now it gets restructured so the taxpayers don't get their money back.
The restructuring, any restructuring, Congressman, is based on a binary decision as to what is the better outcome for a recovery, a liquidation, a sale of assets in a moment in time, or a restructuring.
Who is it decided that made the decision that this act passed into law by the federal government was going to not be adhered to? Who made that decision?
Well, as I said, it was reviewed by legal counsel for the loan program.
So you have no responsibility in this either. So we're throwing him under the bus, too?
I'm not a lawyer, sir. I rely on counsel.
Oh, we're throwing her under the bus, too? Did the Secretary of Energy have anything to do with this decision? Or is he under the bus, too?
Not to my knowledge.
So no one's responsible. This is an incredible organization you work for. No one in the federal government is responsible for half a billion dollars of taxpayers' money. This is phenomenal. What do you do for a living? Why do you, if you don't know what's happening, everybody else is to blame. What do we go back and tell our constituents who have to work hard? With so many people in this country in poverty, so many people in problems, we're saying, if this federal agency is saying, we don't take any responsibility, it's everybody else's fault.
We work to the fullest of our capabilities, Congressman, to ensure that these projects are as de-risked as possible.
I understand, but now the taxpayers are on the hook for this.
As was pointed out earlier, there are always challenges in investing in innovation, and I should point out that Congress, through the appropriation of $2.4 billion of credit subsidy...
When did this company actually get their check?
It doesn't work like that, Congressman. They draw against the loan.
Exactly, and at any point you could have stopped it when you found out the information that they couldn't exist.